This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time to modify what you've been doing the last couple of days, because it's Monday, the 6th of August. Upon us is the responsibility of informing you and entertaining you, digging around to find out what's what and who's who. That's the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn has a scratchy throat today, so I'm very glad if we had her on here, so like this. So Victoria Keelan is here with the breaking news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi.
You want some breaking news?
I'd like to have a trending breaking story that'll knock my socks off.
Well, California has been pretty much knocked on their butts with these fires, and yeah, over the weekend it got even worse. They're now calling them catastrophic wildfires. They continue to ravage California. One of the fires actually doubled in size over the weekend to make it the fourth largest in California's history. And, of course, California has a history of a lot of wildfires. So this one is especially large. This is up in Northern California. It has burned 266,000 acres so far, and it grew about 70% over the weekend. And as of late last night, it's only been contained 33%. So this is now the Cal Fire, which is the fire department that controls all of this. They are completely exhausted. The firefighters have been working around the clock. They are still trying to contain 17 major fires in all at the same time, and it's just, it's horrific.
Put yourself in their position, the firefighter's position.
I can't even imagine.
I'm talking about. And then I changed my opinion over the weekend. I was listening to something on a PBS station. I drove to Vermont on Saturday to go to an auction, so I was listening to some of the Vermont public radio stations on the way up, and in one of them, taking national feed, there was an interview, I think Scott Simon, who does Weekend Edition on NPR over the in the morning, had an interview with a Sacramento firefighter, and he was talking about these efforts and where the firemen are coming from and what the resources are that they have and what they don't have, and how they just, you know, get yourself into it. It isn't so much the, and when I say change my opinion, I have had a lot to say over the years about firefighters and how we don't really need them, at least to the extent we have them. And it was more brought about by the critical nature of my viewing what happens in my community, where the firefighters really don't do as much. They have lots of equipment, they get paid very well, and they don't really do that much. And I think in some circumstances that's fair, but in cases, the situation we're presenting to you right now about California and what those men and women do, and there are, by the way, lots of women now who have gone into training and become excellent firefighters, one of the most difficult things for them is they have to become physically capable of doing what, you know, the men and women have to have the same physicality and be able to do the same thing. And many women now are training, becoming part of the departments because it's what they want, to be of service. It's a good job, and they are good benefits, that sort of thing. But when you listen to this fellow explain the balance here, what you get paid, what the exposure is, what the danger is, what the life is like as you go through something like this. He said suicides among firefighters is up 25% in the last couple of years.
Really?
And yeah, because in some areas where there is so much activity, and California is a place where there is so much activity, they see what happens. They see the nature of the fire storms, because that's what they are. Fire storms get whipped up by the wind and the dryness. And one of the things that he said is something that we talked about here, and I don't remember whether you were around, because I know you were out 3 days last week, Victoria, whether you heard our conversation, Jennifer and I were talking about California having passed a law which makes it illegal to take down dead trees.
Yeah, I did hear Jen
feeding
talk about
these fires.
That seems
these people are
ridiculous.
Morons.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's California
that seems ludicrous
crazy
to me.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, it's tough. And so in this circumstance, our hats come off to these people as public servants who are in the danger zone. There's another one we haven't talked much about. If you go over to Montana in the Bozeman area, one of our stations over there always sends me their newsletter on Fridays. And I was looking at the fire over there and what it's done, the devastation to a lot of farmland, ranch land, open land. It's the same kind of thing, only in Montana they don't have the same stupid rules about cutting back. The brush is hard to cut back, but the trees that are dead are not hard to cut back. And by the way, they're a good resource. If they haven't been dead too long, they're great wood. You need toilet paper, that kind of stuff. It's this impracticality, the implausibility of doing things like that in California that aid and abed, I'm not going to say Mother Nature, but the evils of reality. And that's one of the things. And
during that interview, did the person who was being interviewed talking about the fires, did he say, because I've been seeing a lot of comments on social media over the weekend about the fires, is there anything that people in other states can do? Are there certain supplies?
Yeah, well,
or
one
anything
of the things
that
that's been
help?
Made illegal are these fire lines. That are, if you saw that movie with Josh Brolin about
I
the firefighters.
And Jeff Bridges, right, was also
yeah, yeah.
in that? I didn't see
right.
it, I heard it was good.
Yeah, very good. And it told a story about a group of firefighters who lost their lives in a fire that was very much like the California fire, and it came out at exactly that time, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, the most important defense that they have to stop the fires as they spread is to build or to take out or whatever, I guess build is probably the word for it, they dig trenches and they try to break the fire line by not giving the fire something to feed on. They move
right.
away the debris to break the fire line. And in California, these damn fools, they've made that illegal. I just don't get. Much as I love the energy of Southern California, my children are there, and I love to be there in the wintertime. It's just, this kind of thinking is just plain stupid and dangerous. So they create their own mess. And people, it's okay, the politicians who create the mess, but the people who are the ones who are victims, the ones who get it in the chops, are the ones who elect these fools or allow these fools to be put into positions of power. It is just plain nuts. So hold a good thought for the people, not only
yeah.
in Montana, but Northern California, because a lot of danger still exists there. That was a good update, Victoria. Thank you. And you can hear the angst, the annoyance in my voice, because it's so unnecessary. It just is unnecessary. Finding and understanding other things that are unnecessary in a moment, we're going to talk about Wells Fargo, who made a mistake, they say. I don't know if they did or they didn't. You can figure it out when we give you the update. 15 after the hour, updating your rest, updating your pillows, updating your bed, updating your mat. It's all about updating. This is the time of year. Oh, I'm going to wash my mouth out with soap. School, fall, things change. You make it better for you. Summertime, you don't really worry much about anything. You just do and have fun. But if you're not resting well at night, you spend most of the night tossing, most of the night turning, most of the night waking up. And when you do finally get up to face the day, you're more tired than you were when you went to bed. Time for you, my friend, to find My Pillow, so you can get the best sleep along with Victoria and me and Kara. We all have our My Pillows. Don't leave home without them, i.e., you got premium pillows for your bed, too. Go anywhere pillows. You can take with you on your trips, because let's face it, a lot of people in August and September do their vacations, take traveling trips, and so if you have these two go-anywhere pillows with you, great for taking a nap in the car as you travel, in the van, wherever, and then there are the two premium pillows that you want to have. You got to have a bunch of these for everybody in the house, frankly, and now is the time to get them, because they're 50% off. This is a pillow that's 100% machine washable and dryable, made here in our country and backed by a 10-year warranty and a 60-day guarantee. If you don't like it in 2 months, you send them back. Get new ones or your money back. So how can you beat that deal? Go to MyPillow.com right now while you're thinking about it. Use the promo code DJV and get these pillows, the 50% off deal. Not only applies to the pillows we're talking about, you can get great deals on everything and anything. My new pet bed is on the way for Daisy May. You can get those and all the other things that will help you rest better at night. Don't be sleep deprived. Be rested and feel great about approaching the day because you had a great night's rest using your MyPillows. MyPillow.com. Become a MyPillow customer at MyPillow.com. Get great deals using the promo code DJV.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, and now the update for those of you who are Wells Fargo customers. You may or may not have heard that they said they made a mistake. And the mistake has resulted in hundreds and hundreds of foreclosures because they miscalculated your ability, if you're a customer, for a mortgage modification. A lot of mortgage mods being done and have been done since 2008. But the bank was required to file, and they made the error known. 625 customers were denied or not offered loan mod, and foreclosures were completed in 400 cases. My God, these people. What horrible management. How'd they get so big and out of control?
I would never use Wells Fargo after all this.
Awful. Awful. So those of you who... bank said it set aside $8 million to help the affected customers. What is... Okay, so you have $8 million. Divided by how many customers? 625? $8 million. What are you going to do with $8 million, 625 customers?
Yes, it's not much.
There's not a lot of money there. A couple hundred thousand, maybe, what, almost 300, somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000 a customer. So...
I guess they figure they'll pay off a mortgage or something. I don't get what that money is. Is that just settlement?
Well, what happens if you were foreclosed upon? Where do you
right? Then you have no house and you have no credit. So what are you going to do with that?
Nice job, you jerks. another bad Spirit Airlines, an airline has no reason for being. Wells Fargo, a bank that has no reason. Why would you put your money in that bank or do business with them at all? What a bunch of fascists. All right. I've done my name calling for this half hour. Thank you. 21 past the hour. Food for thought on the DJV show.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So the story of her life at the moment, Demi Lovato at 23, actually 24 at the hour now on the DJB show, Victoria and I focusing with Kara on this situation that Demi Lovato has found herself in the last couple of weeks. She broke her silence after being confronted with her reality. You know, reality is that she's still hooked on drugs. She said, quote, "I've always been transparent about my journey with addiction. What I've learned is that this illness is not something to let disappears or fades with time. It's something I must continue to overcome and have not done yet. I want to thank God for keeping me alive and well. To my fans, I am forever grateful for all of your love and support through this past week. And so your positive thoughts, prayers have helped me navigate through this time. I now need time to heal, focus on my sobriety, and the road to recovery. The love you have all shown me will never be forgotten, and I look forward to the day where I can say I came out on the other side. I'll keep fighting." So, yeah, there are a lot of people. I've seen a number of updates on that, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's self-inflicted sometimes, but that doesn't... sometimes over the years I have been pretty intolerant about this, mostly because of where I come from. My mother was addicted to a couple of different things, and cost her life by, you know, in reality, she was 50 and died. And this woman is 26, 27, 28, somewhere. How old is Demi
Lovato? I think she's 25. I'm pretty sure.
Is she 25? Yeah. Right. And you wonder sometimes, those who don't understand addiction, my son's taught me a lot because he is an addiction counselor in Los Angeles. And we have these conversations about some of the kids that are 14, 15, 16 years old. That are his clients that he helps through in spite of their parents. And I wonder how old this woman was, Demi Lovato, when she first tried, when she first got into circles where this was used, these things.
I don't know. She was a child star, so there always tends to be...
Wasn't she a Disney kid?
She was a Disney kid.
She was on Barney, so she was very, very young when she started.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to end well when that's the beginning of
kids'
stories.
And that goes all the way back. to Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Right, yeah,
you know,
that's true.
That stuff went on when that thing was being filmed. Wow, they hooked her and it ruined her the rest of her life. She just couldn't... anyway, all right. So, good luck to Demi Lovato. Hold a good thought. On the other side of the coin, here's somebody who's really working at being pretty straightforward. Lady Gaga. So what's this about, Victoria? She apologized for assuming that Rick Zombie Boy Jeanette's death was a suicide. Why? What's her connection to him, and why did she have the...
He's a performance artist who has tons of tattoos and things, and he was featured in one of her videos, and so she became friends with him, and they've collaborated on some performance art, and he, apparently the story is he went to the third floor of his building in Canada, in Montreal, and he went to have a cigarette, as he normally did, and apparently fell off the balcony. And so at first, I think a lot of people just assumed it was a suicide, Gaga included. So she put out a tweet saying mental health is something we all need to continue to talk about and things like that. And then she retracted that statement over the weekend and said that she may have jumped to a conclusion that it might be inaccurate. And so the police in Montreal are still investigating. They said there were no drugs in his system. There was no suicide note. His manager said this... He thinks that this was really just an accident, and that he just fell. There's no real guardrail up there, and that he fell.
Mm. Yeah, that's a tough way to go.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
A couple of lessons learned from that circumstance. Don't jump to conclusions. We all do. But it's not necessarily a great way of thinking things through. 28 past the hour, as we think a lot through here on the DJB Show.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with the shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People are stunned over the rash of weekend gun violence on the streets of Chicago. 4 people are dead and 41 have been injured from weapon fire. Police Chief Fred Waller tried to reassure those concerned.
We've implemented a data-driven policing strategy that's helping us predict crime before it happens and put officers in the right places at the right time.
WBBM reporter Jeremy Ross.
The way the most recent shootings occurred, at least 4 of the crime scenes can be classified as mass shootings.
Someplace else in the country, the whole country would be talking about that.
Father Michael Flager continuing to challenge community leaders, state leaders, city leaders to help out in this gun violence effort. Epidemic. Police say you can expect additional patrols in the impacted areas going forward.
Chicago authorities say it's been one of the most violent weekends in the city's recent memory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
About 34 after the hour on the Monday, August 6th program. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has a bad throat today, so I push her off to the side because she needs to not have... Victoria, I think you've been on the air with me once or twice when you had a scratchy... probably when Jennifer's throat goes, it just goes. But you've had scratchy throat. I've had scratchy throat.
Yeah.
Kara, I don't know whether you've had scratchy throat or not, but we're tough. We can make it. Not that Jennifer isn't, but hold a good thought. Let's clear it up. Ha-ha, moving along. So a couple of things that are going on here. I look at some of the things. It's funny how you and I prioritize things, Victoria, when we look at the things that are happening in the world. For example... for me, an important story, because I'm on Medicare, is the new rule that opens up gene therapy access for recipients of Medicare. And so you look at some of these things, new treatments for cancer patients, and then I get into my head is about what happens if you don't really know. The gene therapy sounds great. I'm all for taking your body and using the stuff that's still healthy to try to make your whole body healthy. But I am reminded of the situation my friend Chris Walsh, who died a couple of months ago, who's my state rep, but he'd become a great friend the last 3 or 4 years. And so as he and I were talking about his treatment as he went through 2.5 years of aura, 5 or 6 different protocols, several of them experimental. And at one point, I think he told me that that he had $3 million plus of therapy to try to save his life. And so the last thing that he went through, the process was only being used by 6 people in the entire country. It was that new. But because he was who he was and he had access to, after he fought for a year to have insurance pay for all of the things, and he had to get the, as it turns out, he was his Mass state rep, he had to get the governor and the state insurance commissioner to make sure that he was going to get paid, or not he was going to get paid, but the insurance was going to cover all of this stuff, because the insurance company originally said, nah, you know, after the first treatment, you're not entitled to any more. So anyway, that was part of the stress in his life, was trying to pay for that which he was, you know, getting to help save his life. So anyway, in the last go-round, he had been given treatment, and it worked for a while, but because the cancer he had was so virulent, it was so strong and had gotten a hold of him, and so he said yes to everything. And at the in February, he was told that he would, you know, make sure everything's in order, because you're not going to last very long. And then I remember going to the hospital and paying attention to what was going on. And I thought we were saying goodbye. And then the next week, he calls and says, hey, it's like a different person, because they put him on a different protocol. Mm. And that didn't work. And so then he had, in May, he was given a new protocol. It's one that had only been used for, it was some kind of gene therapy and chemo treatment mixed with. Only 6 people are on it, but the doctor said, look, you got 0 chance of living without it, and you got a 30% chance of living with it. He says, okay, I'll take the 30%.
30 is better than 0, yeah.
What happened was that this stuff was so strong. You know, when you get chemotherapy, whether it's the old injected type or whether it's the capsules that are being used now more prevalently, remember, it destroys good cells and bad cells. It wipes out, depending on what the focus is, certain aspects of how your body works. And so there hadn't been enough tests on this, to make a long story short, there hadn't been enough tests on this particular treatment, but because he was who he was, they wanted to give him every chance. Well, it ended up, this chemo not only ate the cancer cells and was showing real strong signs of remission, but it ate the cells in his brain.
Oh.
So that he, in essence, lost his mind, became somebody who he wasn't. And it only took 4 days. Once they noticed it was an Earth Day celebration that his daughter was taking him to, because he was very much an environmentalist and wanted to be active. And on the way, he just lost it. Brought him to the hospital, put him back in incarceration. That was a Saturday, and on Tuesday, he was dead.
Mm.
So the reason I tell you the story is because sometimes these therapies, getting more access, yeah, they're tested, but they aren't really tested, because you don't know what the impact is going to be 2 years, 20 years, whatever down the road on anything that's approved, because you just, and the drug companies will tell you, and there's a legitimacy to it, I guess, that, you know, under the circumstances, you want us to wait 25 years to let you use this stuff, or if it shows promise, then do you want to use it now? And most people say, yep, let's use it now. So anyway, there's the side story here is Center for Medical, what's this, the CMS people, paying hospitals. What's the story on that? What's that side of it, Victoria?
On the CMS side?
On the new medical rules, the Medicare rules that are for gene therapy access.
Well, I guess just like you were saying, that if you, there's a new protocol that they'll cover the gene therapy. So
yeah,
if you are going through a program, or if your doctor recommends that maybe you're a candidate for some of this gene therapy, that, you know, that they're going to get in on it now. So
yeah,
I'm not really sure what the benefit of, What the benefit to Medicare is, though, usually you don't see stories where Medicare says, yeah, sure, we're now going to include covering things like that. Usually it's the opposite, where you know, like your friend had to go through, where you're fighting to get them to cover.
There was some pressure put on, I'm betting, you know, from various politicians or areas, people who are suffering.
If that's the case, then that's great that it worked, because it's, you know, getting insurance to cover anything is always a battle. So it seems, you know, they're coming out making these statements saying, oh, yeah, now we're going to cover all this stuff, and it seems very magnanimous of them, but there has to be something in it for them, too.
So. All right, coming up, television report and also our sports offering. Today we celebrate Hiroshima or Hiroshima. I don't celebrate, probably not the right word. A lot of observances, memorial thoughts. It was on August the 6th, 1945, at 2:45 local time in the morning, when a B-29 bomber took off from an island in the Marianas and dropped that bomb called Little Boy. The bomb was dropped over the city of Hiroshima, exploded at 1,900 feet. It was right above a hospital, and close to 100,000 people. I remember when Harry Truman, I don't remember, I was alive, but I don't remember, no, I wasn't alive, it was 1945. I remember Harry Truman talking. He made the decision, and he talked, you can study this, about what he went through with the. This is a simple, this guy, you know, Harry Truman was a haberdasher before he became a senator. And he wasn't, he was never a politician.
Haberdasher? Is that he was a hat maker?
Suit maker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was a stitcher, in essence. And he became a senator. He ran and won, and he was surprised he won. He was even more surprised when he became president. I mean, he was more surprised when he became vice president. Anyway, almost 100,000 Japanese civilians were killed. Didn't Obama go over there last year at this? No, whenever his last year was, on that August 8th, and sort of apologize for what we did, which I thought was a misstep. I mean, why would you apologize for ending? The Japanese were the most brutal, gruesome, even though this was brutal and gruesome for sure, it stopped the war. And who knows how many more people, that was always the rationale, and I think it was, frankly, a good one. How many more people would have died if the war had gone on? And because the Japanese started it, we decided, you know, to fix it, finish it. So that's, I don't know.
I think a lot of people could make the argument that was not the right way to fix it.
Well, but what was, turn it around, Victoria, what would have stopped the killing? They just kept going and going and going. The Germans were done. The Japanese showed no signs of wanting to let up. And their vicious tactics and things were, I think more of that than the numbers. It was the viciousness of things like the March on Bataan that you study, if you study World War II, and the things that they did to people, to men. It was awful. They were just subhuman with a lot of the things that went on, and that's what I think pushed it over, because a lot of Americans said the same thing. So anyway, that's what happened on this date in 1945. Let's move to this date, i.e. today, which is August 6th, 2018, and the entertainment, the television news, actress Charlotte Ray, who many of you will remember from Different Strokes, Facts of Life, a lot of shows and movies, that sort of thing, Boy, Girl Meets World, I can say Boy Meets World, and she's been in a lot of movies, passed away over the weekend at the age of 92. Do you remember her? If you look her up, you probably would remember her.
She's done so many things.
A lot of stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. The announcement was made over the weekend that Patrick Stewart is going to play Captain Picard again. CBS made the announcement. So is this on TV or is this in the movie? It's the movie,
it's a new,
right?
TV series.
Oh,
no,
it is.
It's a new. Yeah, he's going to be doing a new Star Trek TV series. And this is kind of interesting. I'm not a Star Trek fan. I've never really
Captain Kirk was the only one that I cared about. He plays Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah. But a lot of Trekkies are really into this news.
Yeah, right.
big news for them over the weekend.
Big news. All right, I'm a fan of Dick Wolf and all the things. He started with Law and Order 30 years ago. You realize that? The Law and Order series with the original Law and Order started 30 years ago, longest running in league with Gunsmoke and a few other shows, longest series run. It's still on. Law and Order SVU is on. But he's got those three Chicago stories that are on. Are they on CBS or are they on NBC? That's on NBC. Yeah, no, they're NBC. So now he's working with CBS, new show that's being promoted a lot. You see the promo on all the time. I saw it this past weekend for the FBI. It was presented at the summer press tour of the Television Critics Association. It's supposed to go on September 21st. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people in it that have been on old Law and Order shows because that's what he does. He tends to use the same actors and actresses over and over again in different shows, different circumstances, because he gets used to them. They get used to him. They know who they like, yada, yada. So he says that FBI is no more of an effort to educate viewers about the Bureau than Law and Order was an effort to teach the law. I thought that was interesting. There used to be a show called The FBI with an actor called Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. You can look back to the late 50s, 60s, and to the 70s, and that was a story about FBI agents. So this is sort of a...
I thought it was interesting. Yeah. Over when he was doing this press conference, it kind of got some buzz on social media. I guess one of the questions that he was asked during this Q&A was if the new FBI show was going to be political. Mm-hmm. And he said that and I think he makes a really good point. He said if you look back on any show he's done, you'd be hard-pressed to ever find a political opinion
yes.
from any of the episodes. And he said he has no plans on changing that, and that the FBI show is just really going to be about the agents on the ground and
yeah.
what, you know, the actual day-to-day work that they do. Because he said
I disagree with that. I think he did have. With Jack McCoy, when he was DA, there was always a little political subplot to the story with him, and I thought it was good. It fit.
Wasn't that sort of the point, though? The district attorney is always a political position.
Right.
So
yeah.
But I think he meant that he doesn't express his own political
opinions. Yes,
through,
you don't
yeah.
know what his opinions are. Correct. All right, what do we have on tonight?
Well, the big news, you and I will not be watching it, but Kara will. It's the finale of The Bachelorette tonight on ABC at 8 p.m. Becca will, she heads to the Maldives with her final two bachelors, Blake and Garrett, and she will, I guess, propose to one of them or pick one of them, and then they're supposed to propose to her. I never really know how that's supposed to work with bachelorettes, but that's on tonight. And also in some sports kind of news tonight, WWE Monday Night's Raw is brand new tonight, and Ronda Rousey makes her Raw debut, and that will be in Jacksonville, Florida. A lot of wrestling fans are excited to see Ronda Rousey back in the ring for that. That's been a
highly anticipated. When she gets suspended for doing something
she
silly.
Did, yep.
Yeah, I think it's part
I don't
of
remember
plot
what
line.
She did probably is.
I think
so.
She beat up Stephanie McMahon or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Some drama that was created totally out of nonsense. All right, speaking of sports, fans suffering from Mets depression, Victoria, is that your husband?
Oh, yes. He's definitely one of them. So this is kind of a funny story that happened over the weekend. If you're a Mets fan, there is a new team of therapists here in New York City that says they are here to help. Dave Kirpin, who is the CEO of UMA Health, said that his licensed therapist will be offering free therapy session for Mets fans who have Mets depression.
Deep depression.
Hey, they're 44 right. and 60, so, you know.
The Mets and the Yankees both suck. It's 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour on the DJV program, Monday doesn't change the reality. We are every day of the week at this time engrossed in information that Victoria researches from the world of technology. All right, so let's figure out what this whole business is all. The personal plan for flexibility. This is from whom? Lyft.
This is from Lyft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so what's the story behind the story here?
Well, a lot of people use Lyft to get to work, and this is one of the things that they've noticed around the country. People are using their commute is now they're budgeting for a Lyft ride to their job or to a train and or, you know, whatever the secondary stop may be on their commute. So Lyft is actually rolling out a new subscription plan that makes it possible for you to travel a regular route, your normal commute, at a reasonable fixed cost. And so they said until now the main problem with using what Lyft was trying to do before with other, and Uber has tried this as well. Uber does ride share where they pick up other people along the way and things like that. But it's always expensive, and it's based on whatever the peak rates are. So you're, every day you could take the same route, and it could be a different price every day. So now Lyft says that they want to cut that out, and they actually want to, through this subscription plan, give you a real way to budget on your way to work. And so the personal plan is what they're calling it, and it's a subscription. They haven't announced exactly what the price will be. They're saying it's going to range between $1.99 and $9.99 a month. The average looks like it'll be $7.99 a month around the country. country. So that is your monthly subscription plan, and then that locks in your rate up to $25 per ride based on whatever your commute is. And so the flexibility that they're offering under the personal plan actually lets you choose if you want to on, say, 3 days a week, if you're on your way home from work and you don't want to go straight home, you want to go to the gym first, you can actually do that. And so it's and all for the fixed rate, which is really great. And, you know, this is another way. I'm a big fan of Lyft. I use them. I don't use Uber. And I think Lyft, you know, we talked about it last week that on the Fortune's 40 Under 40, and Lyft's co-founder and CEO they were in the top five on that list. And for good reason. Lyft has been doing a lot of great work. They've been donating a lot of money to charity, and it just seems to be an overall better product and a better run company than Uber. And Uber's had so many missteps and so many problems.
Funny, though,
I don't know that they'll really catch up again.
When you have the app on your phone, I don't remember who helped me put the Uber app on it. It may have been Meredith. Whoever did it. I'm now ensconced in using Uber, and unless somebody could help me put the Lyft app on, I'm not that great at downloading apps. So yeah, I'll probably stick with Uber because I haven't had a problem with them. But a lot of people, as you said, suggest that Lyft is a better connection. It's a better ride. It's a better company. So let's see what comes out of all of this.
Yeah.
Speaking of what comes out of things, Sci-Fi releasing a brand new series based on a novella by George R.R. Martin. Remember him, the author of Game of Thrones? Let's find out what that story's all about.
The Geek Out. Many fans would just love George R.R. Martin to finish that next Game of Thrones book. But instead, we're getting a new TV show. Debuting soon on Sci-Fi, it's based on a novella of Martin's called Night Flyers. Now, a trailer for the new show was shown at Comic-Con, and it's set in the year 2093 and shows eight scientists on the ship Night Flyer on a mission to save humanity. But as with such space efforts, things go horribly wrong. Martin has described this as, quote, a haunted house story on a starship, and added, quote, psycho, but in space. Okay, cool. Now, if you're wondering, yes, this is the same Night Flyer story that was made into a terrible movie in 1987, but the trailer looks to be a big improvement, and we've posted it on our Twitter account, @TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to this warning against a new online scam, Victoria.
Yeah, the Better Business Bureau is not something you really hear a lot from recently, but they are warning about a new porn blackmail scam that's actually popping up in email inboxes all around the country. They're calling it sextortion, and the scam is actually getting bigger because scammers have somehow gotten hold of old but legitimate usernames and passwords that you've used at one time or another, and so they're using that as a form of legitimacy to threaten people by exposing old photos of them naked or their use of online porn sites. So don't fall for it. It's not real, but these scammers are making a lot of money.
Wow. All right. I guess the word of the wise, as they say, 59 past the hour, DJ V time.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.